Hello, and welcome to the latest Hail Hail History podcast. For many Celtic supporters, the only Burns that really matters was the one who twisted and turned. However, on a night which celebrates Robert Burns, there's one tale to be told which ties Celtic to the famous Ayrshire poet. Robert Burns's links with Ayrshire are well known. Standing since the 1890s, the Burns statue in Ayr is one of the town's most famous images. Indeed, the site on which it stands is called Burns Statues Square. In order to raise money to build the monument, various fundraising activities took place. Multiple football games were held, some of them involving local team, and others bringing together select sites. Celtic players were part of these efforts, in particular those from an Ayrshire background. One such man was Mick McEwan. McEwan was one of Celtic's early heroes, a hard-tackling fullback who was part of many of the club's earliest achievements, including winning its first trophy. The defender was born in Dalmellington in Ayrshire and kept lifelong links with the area. McEwan was one of the driving forces behind a fixture which pitted an Ayrshire 11 against the Glasgow side. The Ayrshireman in this case played for his host city rather than his birth home of Ayrshire. This match, in part organised by McEwan, was held in Glasgow, where it was believed a larger crowd would be drawn, helping to raise more money. It took place at the original Calfkin Park in Glasgow's south side, home of Firth Lanark. This was in a venue where Celtic would enjoy significant success over the years, winning various cups, notably the 1902 British League Cup, when they beat Rangers 3-2. On the 24th of August 1889, starting at 4 p.m, the Glasgow side faced off against their Ayrshire rivals in the Burns statue match. Ticket prices were in line with usual costs. It was sixpence for men and sixpence more to sit down, whilst women were allowed in for free. Despite pre-match promises from many of Celtic's most prominent players, the team that played proved to be only a shadow of what had been expected. Still, it did include Celtic's McEwan along with a fellow Celt, Johnny Coleman. 2,000 locals attended this Glasgow South side fixture, but they had no opportunity to truly cheer on the local team. It proved to be an entirely one-sided encounter, with the Ayrshire 11 the only ones who had any cause to celebrate. Newspapers at the time described the Ayrmen as monopolising the play, so much so that by half-time, the visitors led by 4-0. Celtic's Coleman was praised for his splendid attempts, but he suffered due to a lack of support from his teammates. For those Glasgow men representing the city of St Mungo, the second half wasn't a great improvement. Ayrshire added one more goal before the conclusion. This was less than they had managed in the first period, but still left the final score as an emphatic 5-0 victory. Post-match reports did at least credit Mick McEwan's performance. One journalist noted that the final outcome would have been worse were it not for the Celts' contribution. He wrote, "McEwan was in good form for Glasgow, and saved his side from a much heavier defeat. Ultimately, this game and all the other fundraising efforts ensured that a Burns statue would be officially unveiled. This took place on a special gala day in July 1891, drawing crowds from across Ayrshire and the west of Scotland. It's a Celtic connection to Robert Burns that few fans probably know exists. To be honest, it's still Tommy Burns that most Hoops fans will be toasting and remembering tonight. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X, or you can take part in a free Celtic History Walk. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com to find out more.